It is Thursday, February 4th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
Joe Biden signals he's ready to be flexible with the numbers in his pandemic relief package, but not so flexible as to go along with the paltry Republican plan. Democrats in Congress are preparing to move forward with, or more likely without, the GOP. Meanwhile, Biden's agenda is meeting resistance inside the Department of Homeland Security. There's a lot of sad sack ICE agents out there right now, folks. And lastly, why have some states done better than others when it comes to vaccinating people against the coronavirus? A new report suggests simplicity is key.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Can we count on Joe? Well, we'll find out soon. President Biden told Democratic lawmakers yesterday he's not married to an absolute number on his $1.9 trillion COVID rescue plan, this according to the Associated Press. But he did say Congress needs to act fast on relief for the pandemic and the economic crisis. Biden also said he doesn't want to budge from his proposed $1,400 in direct payments promised to Americans. But he said he is willing to target the aid, which would mean lowering the income threshold to qualify for the money. Biden said, quote, "I'm not going to start my administration by breaking a promise to the American people," end quote. Well, we should hope not. He spoke with House Democrats and followed up with a meeting at the White House with top Senate Democrats, this according to the AP. While Biden is trying to build bipartisan support from Republicans, he's also prepared to rely on the Democratic majority in Congress to push his top agenda item into law. Republicans proposed a $618 billion alternative with slimmer $1,000 direct payments and zero aid for states and cities. But Biden panned this as insufficient. The goal is to have COVID-19 relief approved by March, when extra unemployment assistance and other pandemic aid measures expire, according to the AP. Money for vaccine distributions, direct payments to households, school reopenings, and business aid are at stake. Biden told the Democrats, quote, "We have to go big, not small," end quote. Democrats have launched a lengthy budget process for approving Biden's bill with or without Republican support. It's known as reconciliation. Voting started Tuesday in the Senate and was set for yesterday and today in the House. In the end, people won't care about bipartisanship or reconciliation for that matter. They'll just care about the results. Donald Trump's most ardent loyalists are holding strong inside the federal bureaucracy. Trump often complained about what he called a deep state inside the government working to thwart his agenda. But Biden and his Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, are already encountering their own pockets of internal resistance, according to the New York Times. It's especially bad at the agencies charged with enforcing the nation's immigration laws. Mayorkas was confirmed on Tuesday after a nearly two-week delay by Republicans. Liberal activists and former Trump officials say he will struggle to get buy-in for Biden's agenda from the thousands of border and immigration agents in his department. Videos celebrating Trump's big, beautiful border wall are still featured on the Customs and Border Protection website, a fictionalized video by the agency that shows Trump's depiction of migrants as feared criminals, still on the Border Patrol's official social media channels. And the union representing ICE agents, whose leaders were enthusiastic supporters of Trump, have signaled that it does not intend to accept all of the new administration's reversal of his policies. The day before Biden's inauguration, union leaders signed a labor agreement that requires ICE's political leadership to consult with the union on policy decisions. We told you about this on Tuesday. Mayorkas now has less than 30 days to cancel this agreement. If it stands, it could undercut Biden's directives, including guidance that took effect on Monday, requiring ICE officers to focus arrests on violent offenders. Tom Homan, who was ICE director under Trump, told the Times that morale at the agency has been, quote, "flushed down the toilet," end quote, since Biden took over. Well, if that's the case, then guess what? Boo-hoo. How about we abolish ICE and not worry about any of it?
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
States are racing to deliver potentially life-saving coronavirus vaccines to millions of arms. But some are having far more success than others, according to the Washington Post. In the states moving fastest, up to 1 in 7 people had received their first injection as of Tuesday. At the other end of the rankings, it was 1 in 18. If there's one thing the states moving most quickly have in common, according to the Post, it's that they brought order and simplicity to a process otherwise marked by chaos and complexity. In South Dakota, distribution has been limited to a small number of healthcare providers who meet via phone twice a week and can make decisions on the fly. Connecticut has teamed with a well-established partnership network while using community ambassadors to advocate for the vaccine amongst hesitant populations. And West Virginia has tightly coordinated its rollout using the National Guard to speed supplies to where they're needed while streamlining the rules for who can get immunized. Officials in all three states told the Post they want to minimize confusion. West Virginia Governor Jim Justice said, quote, "If you want to know how many cows are in the field, just count the egg-sucking cows. Don't count the legs and divide by four." Makes sense, I guess. In many states, governors delegated the process to a web of underfunded county health departments, along with hospitals, pharmacies, HMOs, and doctor's offices, this according to the Post. West Virginia instead created a uniform statewide process. It's the only state to opt out of a federal program to vaccinate workers and residents at nursing homes, instead relying on local drugstores. Managed to wrap up the work before most states had even started. Kudos to them. Biden deputies have already been in touch about lessons learned.
And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
The Canadian government designated the Proud Boys group as a terrorist entity yesterday, the AP reports. The decision was informed by the group's role in the U.S. Capitol insurrection on January 6th. Proud Boys leader and confirmed police informant Enrique Tarrio estimates the group has 1,000 members in Canada. All terrorist hosers, eh? Gun-toting Congresswoman Laura Boebert paid herself more than $22,000 in mileage reimbursements from her campaign account last year, this according to the Denver Post. To justify those reimbursements, Boebert would have had to drive 38,712 miles while campaigning, despite having no publicly advertised campaign events in March, April, or July, and only one in May. Her schedule is simply amazing. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office has opened an investigation into Donald Trump advisor Steve Bannon, according to NBC News. The investigation concerns Bannon's role in a charity that was supposed to use private funds to build the U.S.-Mexico border wall. Trump pardoned Bannon for his role in the fraud before leaving office, but sadly for Bannon, the pardon only extends to federal cases, not to state ones. Oopsie. The Oakland, California City Council voted Tuesday to require large grocery stores to pay their employees an additional $5 an hour. Small independent stores are exempt. The pay raise is meant to compensate grocery store workers for the increased risks they have faced during the pandemic. Local action gets the goods again. And lastly, Marjorie Taylor Greene supposedly received a standing ovation by half of the Republican caucus last night when the caucus decided not to act in any way to take her off committees. Nancy Pelosi referred to Kevin McCarthy as the minority leader from Q and will be taking action in the coming days to attempt to strip Green from her committeeships.
Quicker, quickie.
That's all for the AM Quickie. Join us live this afternoon at noon on the Majority Report or later as a podcast.